Deep below our violences, quite still, lie our first dead, his watch, and many little maids. But the boneless winds that blow round Law Court and Temple recall to Metropolis that Pliocene Friday when, at his holy insufflation, had he picked a teleost or an arthropod to inspire, would our death also have come? One bubble-brained creature said, I am loved, therefore I am. And well by now might the lion be lying down with the kid, had it stuck to that logic. Winds make weather. Weather is what nasty people are nasty about, and the nice show a common joy in observing. When I seek an image for our authentic city, across what brigs of dread, down what gloomy galleries must we stagger or crawl before we may cry, oh look. I see old men in hallways tapping their barometers, or a lawn over which the first thing after breakfast, a paterfamilias hurries to inspect his rain gauge. Goddess of winds and wisdom, when on some windless day of dejection, unable to name or to structure, your poet with bodily tics, scratching, tapping his teeth, tugging the lobe of an ear, unconsciously invokes you. Show your good nature, allow rooster or whistling maid to fetch him Arthur a Bower. Then, if moon-faced nonsense that erudite forger stalk through the seven kingdoms, set your poplars a shiver to warn your clerk lest he die like an old believer for some spurious reading. And in all winds, no matter which of your 12 he may hear, equinox gales at midnight howling through marum grass, or a faint susurration of pines on a cloudless afternoon in midsummer, let him feel you present, that every verbal rite may be fittingly done, and done in anamnesis of what is excellent, yet a visible creature, earth, sky, a few dear names.